with you this morning, and I pray that you do. Open your Bibles this morning to Hebrews chapter 2. Hebrews chapter 2. Yeah, right here. How are you? Thank you, Jesus. You know, when I was looking at, you know, the word salvation comes from the Greek word soteria. It's spelled S-O-T-E-R-I-A. And it means to rescue, to deliver, to heal, to restore. Amen. There's fullness in that word. And that one word, there's so much fullness. And when I think about his salvation, I think about Jesus. And I think about the cross of Calvary when Jesus said, "It is finished." His part was done. Now it's up to you and I to enter into and receive the finished work of Calvary. We have to receive it to believe it. We have to believe it to conceive it. Hello? It can't be anything in us unless we receive it and believe it. Amen? So look with me in Hebrews chapter 2 this morning. And verse number 1. The writer of Hebrews is saying, "Therefore we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip. For if the word spoken by angels was steadfast, and every transgression and disobedience received a just recompense of reward, how shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation, which at the first began to be spoke by the Lord, and was confirmed unto us by them that heard him? God also bearing them witness, both with signs and wonders and with diverse miracles and gifts of the Holy Ghost, according to his own will." And he ends this with a question mark. In other words, do you believe? Do you believe? You know, when I study this and I study out God's word, many of the commentators and many believers believe that signs and wonders was just so that the book of the Bible could be established. It was only for the times of the early prophets and the early apostles. If that was true, this would just be a history book. This would just be a history book, and there would not be a benefit for you and I. I know that Columbus sailed the ocean blue, but I could really give a hoot. Hello, I'm not to be in a bad way. It's just, but God wants you and I to understand this is his story, his story book. And this book is alive and it's active because it's still manifesting itself in lives today. Amen? So today I want to speak to you this morning about his salvation speaks. We're going to look at his witness, his wonders, his ways, and his will. His witness, his wonders, his ways, and his will. Is anybody with me? Can we lift the word and make a declaration in the house today? Say, I believe this is the written word of God. God wrote this word to me. I am what God's word says I am. I can have everything God says I can have. I can be who God says I can be. Today, I will hear God's word, and my life will never be the same. Lord, speak to me. I am listening. My ears are open. My heart is attentive. Thank you, Jesus, for choosing me in Jesus' name. Father, we're so grateful, Father God. We're so grateful for your word. Father, we're grateful that it's alive and that it's active And we're grateful that it's a sharper than a two-edged sword, piercing even the bottom of asunder and soul of spirit, Father God. It's even the discerner of thoughts and intents of our hearts. So, Lord, speak to us today. Use me, Father God, to speak to this people. And as your word goes forth, may it be manifested in our presence today. And when everything is said and done, all glory, honor, and praise will be unto the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. For we ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. You know, when I'm thinking about the word of God being alive and active, man, every time I pick up the word and I get into the word of God, there's something that gets generated inside of me. Amen. Amen. In other words, God's come to give life in the abundance thereof. And the problem is we're depending on the world to sustain us with life, and it really can't. Because the world is not our sustainer. God is. Amen. So when we look at this verse, he says his witness is. So look with me in Acts chapter 4, and I'll be through the word. You might take a pencil and a piece of paper and write down scriptures and follow them later, because you'll say, man, he's just jumping all over the place. Some people can just read one scripture and stay with there all day, but that's not me. Bless them. Father, bless me. Amen. Hallelujah. We're looking at his witness. And understand what he says in Acts chapter 4, verse 33. It says, and with great power gave the apostles witness of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and great grace was upon them all. You know, great grace. This is resurrection grace. Amen. In other words, God just wants us to realize that we're not serving a dead God. We're serving the only God that is alive. And the same God, that's the same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead, dwells in you and I. He shall quicken our mortal bodies by the Spirit that dwells in us. That word, that resurrection grace, is for you and I. It's a witness of the resurrection of Christ. Amen? You know, and it means when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will lift a standard against them because of God's word. Amen? I'm grateful. Hallelujah. He says in Acts chapter 10, this is grace to remove. This is a witness of the removal or the remission of sins. Verse 43, he says, to him give all the prophets witness, Jesus, that through his name whosoever believeth in him shall receive remissions of sins. Man, I thank God for the removal. You know, the Old Testament, they just were like Watergate. It was all just a cover-up. The blood covered up. But the blood of Jesus washes away my sins. It removes my sins as far as the east is from the west, never to be remembered again. I want you to get a hold of something. When you ask God to forgive you, if he's forgave you and he's removed your sins as far as the east is from the west, why do you keep condemning yourself over what happened before? There is nothing you can do to change yesterday but learn from it. This is a brand new day. God wants you and I to walk and operate in resurrection power. The resurrection power means that my sins have been removed as far as the east is from the west. Amen? So there's grace to resurrect us. There's grace to remove our sins. In Acts chapter 22, I'm kind of going somewhere with this. The Apostle Paul, after Ananias is coming to lay hands on the Apostle Paul. He had an encounter with the resurrected Lord on the road to Damascus. And Acts chapter 22, verse 14, the word of God says, and he said, the Lord God of our fathers has chosen thee, that thou shouldest know his will and see the just one and shouldest hear the voice of his mouth. For thou shalt be his witness unto all men of what thou hast seen and heard. And now why tarriest thou? Arise and be baptized and wash away thy sins, calling on the name of the Lord. And the Father wants us to understand that we have grace. We walk in resurrection grace. We walk in the remission of sins. Our sins have been removed. But it's important for you and I also to be a voice piece for him, that and a witness of everything that we have seen and everything we have heard. How many in here have seen God do something? How many have heard of God doing something? And in other words, but the apostle, Ananias is speaking to the apostle Paul, who is Saul of Tarsus at the time. He's speaking to him and saying, God's anointed you, so you everything he says, you speak, and everything you hear, you let it come out. In other words, we're a witness for him. We're the true Jehovah Witnesses. Hello? In other words, I don't know about you, but God's been good to me. Has God been good to anybody in the room? Has God done something to you for you before? That means he'll do something for you again. Because my Bible says he's the same yesterday, today, and forever, that he changes not. Hello? He isn't the miracle worker of yesterday. He still does signs and wonders today. Amen. So secondly, we can look at his wonders. Are you with me? Look with me to Acts chapter 8. Philip. He's Philip's in Samaria. Samaria is usually dry. And verse number 5. And Philip went down to the city of Samaria and preached Christ unto them. And the people with one accord gave heed to those things which Philip spake. What did Philip speak? He preached Christ unto them. He preached the resurrected Lord unto them. Amen? Hearing and seeing miracles, which he did. For unclean spirits, crying with a loud voice, came out of many that were possessed with them, and many taken with palsies or paralytic diseases, palsies, and that were lame were healed, and there was great joy in that city. Amen? In other words, if faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God, Philip spake the word of God. Philip spake about Jesus, and then wonders followed. Signs and wonders followed them that believed. Amen. When we go to Acts chapter 14. Well, Pastor, what are you doing? Well, if the same spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwells in us, I'm expecting the same thing today. Amen. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He does not change. Are you with me? Sometimes your pain. You okay? He just had an operation. He messed with Daphne and she body slammed him. No, he didn't. He had operation. Better stop that. Might start trouble. In Acts chapter 14, verse number 3. Is that where I was? The Bible says, a long time therefore abode they speaking boldly in the Lord and gave testimony of the word of his grace and granted signs and wonders to be done in their hands, by their hands. In other words, that long time speaking boldly in the Lord. Jesus said, all power has been given to me in heaven and earth. Now go ye therefore and teach all nations. Baptize them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost. Teach them to observe all these things I command thee. And lo, I am with thee even unto the end of the world. He said, preach the gospel to every creature. He that believes and baptized shall be saved. He that believeth not shall be damned. In my name you shall cast out devils. You shall speak with new tongues. You shall take up serpents. If you drink any deadly thing, it will not harm you. You shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. He didn't say perhaps. He didn't say maybe. Amen? Amen? In Acts chapter 6, some people say, well, that was for the apostles. Well, in Acts chapter 6, we find the account of Stephen, and Stephen wasn't an apostle. Amen? In Acts chapter 6, verse number 8, the Bible says, and Stephen, full of faith and power, did great wonders and miracles among the people. How did Stephen do great miracles and wonders amongst the people? Because he was full of faith. How was he full of faith? Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. He was a man of God. He was a man of God. He was called, he was anointed, he was appointed for such a time as then. Amen. Amen. She agreed. You see, his salvation speaks. It continues to speak. In other words, it isn't going to stop speaking until he comes back. It's still echoing forth to you and I. It's his witness. It's his wonders. I thank God for his ways. You know, I love that scripture. It says his ways are higher than our ways and his thoughts are higher than our thoughts. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so is his thoughts and his ways higher than ours. Amen? Amen. I believe so many times we have to look at it like this. Let's try not to bring God down on our level. Let's allow the Holy Spirit to exalt us to his level. Amen. Let's see through not our eyes, but let's see through his eyes. And if I have revelation and understanding of the one that's in me, that God's in me, there's no enemy or there's no weapon or there's no anything that can come against me that's bigger than the God that's in me. Hallelujah. You know, the Bible says, when the enemy shall come in like the flood, the Spirit of the Lord will lift a standard against him. The standard was raised on the cross of Calvary when Jesus said, hey guys, it's finished. It's done. It's done. In other words, it's just like at the end of the football games today. The victors are going to celebrate. And God wants you and I to understand, even in the midst of the battle, because of what Christ accomplished on the cross of Calvary, we are victors. We are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. And we need to keep this in our hearts and minds, because if we don't keep it in our hearts and minds, Satan is elevated. He becomes exalted. He becomes bigger than the God that's in you. Hello? Look with me in Romans chapter 12. And we're looking at his ways. Verse number 4. Paul parallels a human body with the body of Christ with us that are in this room today. Okay? He says in verse 4, for as we have many members in one body, and all the members have not the same office, So we being many are one body in Christ, and everyone members one of another. Having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us, whether prophecy, let us prophesy according to the proportion of faith. In other words, if you don't believe it, don't speak it. Hear me? In other words, if you're not believing it, don't ask somebody else to believe something that you're not believing. Hello? He says, as I'm prophesying, as I'm speaking, I have faith and I'm believing what I'm saying. I believe it's from God. I believe it's a word for here and now. So I'm letting it come. And God said it will not return unto him void, that it will accomplish what he sent it to do. So no matter what the outcome is, I know that God said it, and he is in the midst of it, he's going to do everything he said. Amen. He said, on our ministry, let us wait on our ministry, on our teacheth, on teaching, on he that exhorteth, on exhortation, on he that giveth, let him do it with simplicity, he that ruleth with diligence, he that showeth mercy with cheerfulness. In other words, what God is saying, God is such a great big God, and all of his wisdom, God chose to work in and through you and I, not around us. Man, I count it an honor to be used by the Lord. Don't you? That God loves you so much that he imparted something in everyone in the room that is for the benefit of someone else. It just wasn't for you. That shows me his love. And you say, well, gosh, how can he be everywhere? Because you're everywhere and he's everywhere. He's all on all places because he's in us. Amen. In other words, what God says to us, he says, we want to get into his ways. His ways. Allow that love to flow through you and I. In 1 Corinthians chapter 4, this is one of the big ones that the Lord speaks to my heart about. It's about humility. You know, the Apostle Paul says in 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse number 7. He says, for who maketh thee to differ from another? And what hast thou that thou didst not receive? Now if thou didst receive it, why dost thou glory as if thou hadst not received it? In other words, God doesn't share his glory. It's for his glory and for his honor. And as the anointing and the gifts of God begin to flow through in and through your lives, recognize it's for his glory. Amen. We don't need to put our face on a stamp. We want to put the face of Jesus on the stamp. Amen. Because we can do all things through Christ Jesus that strengthens us, right? Amen? The reason I'm going here is because God wants you and I to understand that he's not just a God of the past, he's a God of the present, and he's a God of the future. Amen? And as we read the Word and we're in the Word, we just can't look at it as a history lesson. Amen? It's a present lesson. It's a future lesson. Is anybody with me? Let's look at 1 Corinthians chapter 12. The Lord said, it's not going to be very long till you see in this very presence every gift of the Spirit in operation and moving. Every gift of the Spirit moving in operation. God has called with purpose, and God doesn't change His mind. In other words, if it's His program, what I'm going to do is I'm going to get into His program. Amen? His will, not my will. Amen? The Apostle Paul, he reminds the church at Corinth when he's teaching on the gifts of the Spirit in operation in the body of Christ in 1 Corinthians chapter 12. I want you to hear something. The Holy Spirit just said that. The Holy Spirit just said every gift of the Spirit will be in operation in this place. Paul did not say that. The Holy Spirit said it. And even though you're not witnessing it and you're not seeing it, God said it and He's going to do it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He's going to raise you up and have you doing something you never thought you would do. Hello? Hello? Well, Pastor, I'm not strong enough for that. Well, I can do all things through Christ. Hello? Well, Pastor, I'm sick. No, you're not. You're redeemed of the Lord. You're sanctified. You're set apart for the kingdom of God. You know, Abraham was like 100, okay? Hello? Come on. Come on. He wants us to understand. In 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse number 4, he says, now there are diversities of gifts, but it's the same Spirit, the Holy Spirit. And there's a difference of administrations with the same Lord, the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And there's diversities of operations with the same God, which worketh all in all. All three, Father, Son, Holy Ghost, all three in one. He says, but the manifestation of the Spirit is given to who? To every man. Do we have any men and women in the room today? If you're a man or a woman, lift your hand. Father, I thank you that everyone raised their hand, Lord. So, what did he just say? That the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man, everyone, to profit with all. Amen? Aren't you thankful for the fringe benefits of being a child of God? Amen? I don't know you. I don't know if you have looked or not, but we've got quite a benefit package. Hello? So many times you're looking to your employer for what kind of benefits they're going to give you, and we don't even recognize who we are. Amen? So we find His witness, His wonders. We find his ways. So in closing, we're going to look at His will. His will. Hebrews chapter 13. One thing, the Word of God says His will, He's not willing that any should perish, but all that would come to a saving knowledge. You know, the Word of God says the Lord is not slack concerning His promises, like some men count slackness, but He's long-suffering to usward. He's not willing that any should perish, but that all would come to repentance. In other words, what He is saying there is that God is not going to change His mind concerning you. But He's asking you, will you change your mind concerning Him? Are you listening? I don't know if you know it or not, but that's good preaching. Amen. You know why it's good preaching? Because it's the Word of God. Hallelujah. And Hebrews chapter 13, verse number 20, as the writer of Hebrews is closing it, he says, "Now the God of peace that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work to do his will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen." So in closing today, what is the Father saying to you and I through the preaching and teaching of his word? His salvation speaks just as loud as it was speaking, and as the day that Christ walked on this earth, it's speaking even louder now. Why? Because Christ is magnified on this earth, because it's Christ in you and Christ in me, the hope of glory. And God wants you and I to understand that his, it's his witness that he's in the midst. He has wonders. His ways aren't going to change, but his will. You know, he's not willing that any should perish, but that all would come to a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. He doesn't desire for any of his children to be sick. He came to give life and the abundance thereof. The adversary came to bring sickness and disease, but praise God. So today, I believe what the Lord wants to do is we just want to allow salvation to speak.